our speaker, our little load of love, our Lori LaPearl.
Technology. Love it. So I was kind of really excited to share some thoughts St. Emily asked me, because you know how the angels work. They always have experiences happen right before, and you wonder what you're going to share. So I had some stuff happen to me. I'm like trying to get my notes here. I want to talk about how powerful your words can be. And this could be, I'm only going to talk for like, you know, 15, 20 minutes. So, I mean, this, you can take this way far with words, right? But, I'm sure many of you have, how many of us here have actually really said stuff, and we wish you really, really didn't say anything at all, right? Sometimes, yeah, sometimes, it's not that our intentions aren't good, right? We know sometimes, but sometimes it's not either. It can go either way, right? We can say stuff with love, or we can say stuff the opposite way because our ego is getting in the way. But sometimes our words can be pretty powerful too. So I just want to like talk about tonight. I just want to remind everybody, maybe you can get something out of tonight, me sharing, because I know I did. Even going through this talk tonight, I learned some things about myself and how to catch myself, and maybe some tools that you could use too to help you before you actually really speak. And that could actually be, your words can be in writing too, because many emails right now with technology in Texas get misinterpreted all the time. And it just depends where the person's at, right? If someone's having a really good day and you say, hey, how's your day? And then if the person's not having a good day, it's like, hey, how's your day? So the person on the other end can take it like, oh, you're being sarcastic, all right? Or why are you asking me how my day is, kind of thing. So it really just depends on where somebody else is at. But also it can be very uplifting, because sometimes we can say the most powerful things without even knowing it, right? And that could be hello to somebody walking down the side of the road, which you don't even know, a stranger. Or it could be a friend who you happen to call you for a situation they're in, and they really feel like they need a good friend, and you say all the right words. And sometimes we don't ask, but the angels really use us, right? Emily always shares with us about if we ask the angels and our guides and stuff to come through to help us with our words, sometimes they can be really powerful. And sometimes you look at yourself and go, where did that come from? Right? How many people have done that here? A lot, right? Yeah, and they're so profound, you're like, that doesn't even sound like me, you know? Words sometimes too can be said in a way of, all right, I'll give you an example. One day, a friend, I'll give you as me an example, because this happened to me and it didn't feel very good. And this person didn't mean these words to me, but I wasn't kind of feeling good about myself that day. And the person said, you don't look very good today. And I was like, great, kind of thing. They said, you look pale, you look tired. Matter of fact, that color doesn't even look good on you. Well, I was like, ouch. Like, that's what I kind of say when someone says something like that to me. My response is ouch. And the person looks at you like, what do you mean, ouch? Because to me, that I didn't really feel good. But I already didn't feel good about myself. Can you imagine, as the day progressed, I really kept saying, wow, do I look pale? What's up with me? You know, do I look array? And I started feeling, because what I did was I fell into their belief system, right? So what your power of your words can be is that if somebody says something to you and you believe it and fall into agreement, you're actually accepting it as your own. So does everybody get that? It's pretty powerful when you think about how a word can be. And I think about Millie, and a lot of people, she talks about not getting hooked up on certain books. Millie doesn't hate all authors and stuff like that. She appreciates people that write their thoughts down and have different opinions. But she wants us to run it through our God self to say what's right for us. And that all depends where you're at too, right? But just for instance, say the color of red. Some people might say red is love, right? Some people might look as red as anger. But if you read it in a book and someone said red is anger, what would you walk away saying? Oh, red's not love. My favorite author said it's anger. So it's not your belief system, but you're reading something, right? And you're falling into belief. So it's maybe not something you necessarily feel, but you're listening to somebody else's opinion on something. Or maybe the color green, right? Some people think green in a negative way would be envy, and a beautiful way would be healing, right? So I think it just depends on you, where you're at, and where you take things. So, and I know from me, not only the example of the person that said I didn't look good that day, I fell into the whole belief of, why did this person say this to me? It's not loving and kind. So could it be actually that person, you know what we know right now, that if somebody says something to you, it's how they feel about themselves. It's a reflection, right? We all know that now from taking Millie's class. So if most of you, have a lot of familiar faces that have taken Millie's classes and stuff, and she said just a reflection of yourself. So I knew that, but I didn't feel good about myself that day. So I still had the feelings were still attached. I still didn't feel good. I still took on that belief somehow. So could it be that that person felt that way that day, that they felt tired and pale, that they weren't in a good place? I do really feel that our words are so powerful that we never know where somebody else is at, and we're not walking in the same set of shoes. So you really don't know how powerful a word can be or statement to somebody, and not meaning to, but if somebody just lost a loved one or they just lost their job and they're really feeling that they need support, and then one of us comes along and says something. And sometimes we say it in humor too, right? I mean, I can be sarcastic. And my whole family, my father was a teaser. My sister Lisa can attest to that. He teased us our whole lives. So when Millie teases me, I give right back to her. Because, I mean, I love that. When someone can be witty and get right on it, I'm like, yeah, I get right on it with my words because I love that. But I'm also careful on who I tease, right? Because some people aren't used to that. And they might think, who is she? Is she being mean to me? They might take it a whole different way, not knowing me. But I would never say anything. My intention is I want people to feel good, not feel bad about themselves. So I'd like to read you guys what impeccable for your word is. And when I do this, I want you to just feel like if this is you, if this rings true for you, because it's a pretty powerful thing when you can say that I am impeccable for my word. So impeccable with your word means you speak with integrity. You say only what you mean. You avoid using words to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Impeccable means without sin. And a sin is something you do or believe that goes against yourself. It means not speaking against yourself or to yourself or to others. It means not rejecting yourself. To be impeccable means to take responsibility for yourself, to not participate in the blame game. Did I say that right? Blame, right? Game. Regarding the word, the rules of action, reaction apply. What you put out energetically will return to you. Proper use of the word creates proper use of energy, putting out love and gratitude in the universe. So it starts within your own house, within you. Be impeccable with yourself, and it will reflect in your life and your relationship with others. It's pretty powerful when you think about it, right? We don't really think about how words can be. Oh, I'm really getting overshadowed right now. I love it. I love when God uses me. Yay. So I want you to, this is just suggestions on stuff, on how you may see yourself. So ask yourself this. Are you good with your word? Are you good for your word? Can others count on you for your word? You know, I don't think we realize sometimes when we say to someone, and I've done this too. I think we say, hey, I'd love to see you. Let's get together, right? Some people really hang on to your words, right? They if you say you're going to get together, they're like, when? Not like, you know, oh, next week or next month or whatever. And I don't like when you get busy and it's not like we don't mean to get together, but we don't realize like that person, without saying it, when you say, I really want to get together and you say yes, let's get together, and you're giving them your word that the action is going to apply, right? When is this going to actually really happen? So second thing is, how do you use your words? Do you think about your words before speaking? Ooh, that's a tough one, because sometimes we do not think about things. We just say it, right? It just comes right out. Do we say things, are we waiting? All right, now this is, everybody relate to this. Sometimes we can't wait to say our next word. We're not even hearing the person what they're saying, right? Because we're so worried about what we're going to say next. So do we feel like we need to be heard? Do we have to get the last word in? That's a good one, huh? Will my words bring inner peace to all parties? What do you say about yourself or others? Do you say loving things about yourself or others? Now, this is a huge one too, even for myself. You can ask yourself this, do you feel worthy? I mean, do you feel like you're an amazing person, loving person? Because we all are, we're all God's child, right? So what you say to somebody else is saying upon your other, to somebody else, but also what you're feeling about yourself, if you look in the mirror and say, you look at you and you say all these negative things about things, those are words that you take on, your own belief system about yourself too. So I think it's really important on like Millie always says, you know, hear her say it a lot of times when we have class, you know, be kind to yourself, love yourself. It all has to come with us first anyway, before we can give it out to anybody else. But just kind of here, do you realize your whole being hears and feels what you say? Because most of you know, like some authors like Louise Hayes and a few other ones that I kind of like, just getting in tune with your words, reaction, and we take it on, so we feel it, and sometimes we manifest it, and that's how we kind of don't feel good sometimes. Illness starts or whatever, or we just not feel confident about ourselves or feel like we're good enough, even for God to come through. You know, sometimes I think when we're down and out, I don't know why that is, including myself, sometimes when we get so down and out, we have the tools. Like Millie gives us she gives us all the tools, and we got our tool belt, and I don't know why, and I'm sure I'm not the only person that can attest to this, that we just don't allow ourselves to use them. We know what to do with the tools. We know what to do with the hoe and the rake with the garden and all that and plant seeds, but we don't allow ourselves to actually really even be able to get into the garden. So I want to just share a few things, too, on what I've learned from Millie's classes and Millie says about your words. So I kind of wrote some stuff down. So, you know, Millie always says, God and angels hear our words, right? Watch your words. How many times does she say that? Watch what you say about yourself and be kind to yourself. Be careful with your words towards others, because words can be pretty powerful. Ask the angels for help with your delivery with your words. I know a lot of you guys have heard us say that a lot. Because if we're not really sure what to say, then we can ask for help, right? If we're not sure where the other person's at or how they might interpretate what we're about to say. Millie says, you know, you attract what you put out. And remember, we are all connected when we use our words. What you say to others is a reflection of yourself. And when you use words, ask, what would God say? So Millie's voice rings in my head a lot when, you know, I think when we say, if we do think about what we're going to say with words to somebody, it's like we all love each other, especially in our little church, and we all want to uplift each other. So when we know that we're all lights, why would we really want to dim someone's light, right? So why would we want to say anything unkind to anybody, period, because we know that it'll dim their light. We want everyone's light to be bright. So she basically rings through my head, and this is what little paragraph I wrote for Millie. Millie's voice rings in my head. When you're not feeling your light shine, go out and find a light to shine someone else's light. In return, your light will shine by giving love to another. Which, if we all are connected, you know that lighting our own light, we're actually lighting our own light at the same time anyway, right? When we give love to somebody. And it actually allows the angels to step in if we're having some kind of issue in our lives for them to help us. Because when stuff is happening in our lives, we hang on so tight and we don't know what to do. And we have opinions coming in left and right and we're trying to figure everything out. You know, Millie always says, if you go out and find somebody that's going through the same thing in your life, you can actually support each other, but you seeing the other person in front of you too, it's a reflection on what you're going through, but you see them and the love that's coming through them, and you help each other and you give love back and forth. So your light shines, you know, shines pretty bright. So I wrote this little paragraph, and I just want to give all you guys like positive, loving words right now. I don't know where anybody's at today or if anyone's had a great day or a bad day, but I just want you to breathe and take these words in. You can shut your eyes if you want, but I'm just going to give you a little love here. So breathe this in and say to yourself and to others around you that you are amazing, you are wonderful, you're a magnificent, beautiful soul. Let's all stay centered in the awareness of love, God, and your true self. In the center, all is tranquil, safe, and peaceful. Staying in the center, let's ask for spiritual support from God and the angels to keep our minds aligned with the truth, with our own truth. Let's detach from the material world, knowing by doing so, you can effectively help others. Let's ask God to provide our every need, and we allow his wisdom to direct us in all ways. We accept this love and joy, knowing that we deserve happiness and health. We willingly and lovingly release all ego judgments about ourselves and other people, knowing that everything we want comes from our decisions to experience the oneness of all life. We surrender all behaviors and we block us from hearing our inner voices. And we happily trust our inner guides to lead us along the walk here on the earth plane. We joyfully serve as an instrument of love. We release any doubts or fears we may be having about fulfilling our divine mission, and we now commit to staying aware of our inner voice of God, knowing that this is the only tool we will ever really need of our own healing and healing of the world. So I ask you right now, like hearing those words, I felt really good, right? It's really love and positive. And so picture everybody feeling the way you do right now, like hearing somebody say nice words to you. Wouldn't you want everyone that you love and care about, or even if you didn't know them, because we're all trying to be an example, right, and grow, wouldn't you want everyone to feel like that? So picture yourself really being like that. You know, try to, when you do meet someone, or it's a friend that calls you up and stuff, just try to step back and just think about what you're about to say before you say it, you know, and ask, what is the outcome? You know, what is the outcome going to be of this? The person, if you really feel like the person's really not in the right place to hear it, and you're intuitive and you practice mediumship and stuff, you know that you're being guided. If it's not a good feeling, probably not a good idea to do it, right? So I'm going to leave you with this, just three things that I figured helps me, and maybe it'll help you. But I accept full responsibility for all my words. So you take really full responsibility. And know in your heart that we speak and create our own experiences. So every time that you're going to say something, it's going to be an experience. It might not always be good, right? You're hoping it'll be loving and good, but just to speak from your hearts, it will be love, right? Because that's all we want to do is really love each other. And before you do speak, and I always say this, I got this from years ago from Millie, is I always say, what would God say? Because God is love, right? He wants us to feel amazing. He wants us to feel so high. He wants our light to shine. So if you think about what you say, and if you say, what would God say? It's only love. And so we are all his children, and we're all part of him. We're all one. So I just really feel like this last couple weeks, I've been really tried with people and with their words, and I'm really impeccable for my words. So if you give me a word, I'm going to stand by you and say, okay, call you on it, because that's the type of person I am. But I'm also learning too that sometimes people just aren't in the right place. They mean well, so their intention is good. So I still send them love and stuff, but I'm still learning that other people aren't the same place that I'm at. So just because you here, I'm impeccable for my word, right? And you feel like you are. Don't assume everybody else is in the same place as you, because you're probably growing a little bit to know like what we're talking about tonight. And if you use it, right, and you're being a good example of for God's child and of love, then not everybody is in that same place. But I just hung on to a few words that were said to me, and I kind of really wanted to share it because for me it's important. And not everyone, but I just really want everyone to really pay attention to what you say, because it is really powerful in like so many different ways. So thank you for this time.